In the sacred gloom, a colossal figure stands in the centre of a pentacle drawn in white chalk, chanting in a cavernous voice. Its lowered hood reveals a barely human face, greyish, scaly skin glistening with a foul sweat, a gaping mouth with fleshy lips revealing sharp teeth and bulging glassy eyes, staring into an unseen beyond. Its webbed hands, with fingers connected by a translucent membrane, firmly grip an obsidian blade that pulses with a malevolent glow in the trembling torchlight. With a brutal gesture, the figure grabs the hair of the drugged captive, whose vacant gaze does not comprehend the horror that awaits. The blade slices cleanly with a sickening sound, releasing a crimson flood that gurgles into the pentacle's engraved grooves. The priest methodically places the severed head in the centre of the chalk lines, the blood forming perfect channels along the blasphemous symbols. He then moves toward the black stone altar, his shuffling steps echoing mournfully, and intones a guttural litany in Rliehian. The stone circle ignites with a greenish phosphorescence, revealing a pool of unnaturally blue water, a liquid portal to the primordial abyss.